Are we there yet?
No, Harry. Be patient.
Well, I don't know about you, but I could use a shower. Care to join me, sweet cheeks?
You're out of line, Commander.
Oh, come on, it's just a joke.
Well, I'm not laughing.
Oh, you should take it as a compliment. It looks like you haven't been with a man since Dr. McCoy started wearing Depends.
I have a boyfriend.
Ah, I bet he's a lucky man to wake up to that face every morning.
You two stop fighting right now, or I'm going to turn this starship around and go back the way we came.
Fine.
Are we there yet?
No, honey. Push the pretty buttons, why don't you?
Okie dokie.
Captain, I must warn you. As you know, Vulcans must mate once every 7 years. Well, it's been 6 years, 11 months, and 30 days, and, as humans would say, I'm horny as hell.
If Tuvok's mating instinct takes hold of him, no woman on the ship is safe.
Poor Tuvok. Ha 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 ha.
Or men.
Oh my god. Excuse me. I'll just sit over here, Commander to sickbay. Activate emergency medical holographic program. Doctor, are you there?
Oh, that doesn't work anymore. I hooked the doctor to a clapper.
Guess what's that?
You know, clap on.
Please state the nature of the medical.
Cool.
Please stop doing that, you little son of a...
No, Harry, bad.
Sorry.
Can you hear me, doctor?
Yes, Captain. Please inform Mr. Kim that his next physical will be exceptionally painful.
We need your opinion about Mr. Tuvok.
Ah, you need the doctor to pull that bug out of his butt?
Well, if you're not too, no. His 7-year mating cycle is almost here and we need your help. Frankly, we're fearing for our lives.
You should. My wife calls me the Energizer Bunny.
Damn it, doctor. What do you suggest?
Restraints?
Nope.
Drugs?
A really good issue of Playboy.
Shut up, Harry.
Well, I see only one alternative then.
And what would that be?
You're not going to like it.
Doctor, I am a Vulcan. I can neither like or dislike your suggestion. Now, what is it?
Castration.
What does that mean?
I'll explain later, Harry. Tuvok, are you okay?
If it will protect the crew, I will make the sacrifice.
Excellent. I'll see you at 1500 hours.
Wow, I've never castrated anyone before. Well, not on purpose anyway.
Should Neelix hear about this?
The view switches to sickbay.
Okay, $100 says he'll show.
Tuvok isn't crazy. $100 says he won't. Damn it.
Ah, right on time. Are you ready, Mr. Tuvok?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You look as pale as a ghost.
Continue.
Doctor, can we try out the new photon scalpel? I have it up a little too high.
Oh no, that is the correct setting.
Wait just a minute. That crazy isn't coming near my with that thing.
Do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
Commander, you are not acting logically.
Logic? I'm over here.
Janeway to security chief.
Yes, Captain.
Bastard. He's always one step ahead.
The briefing room, everybody is there, minus Tuvok and the doctor.
We've searched the entire ship and there is no sign of Tuvok.
We wouldn't have to search the ship if someone hadn't taken apart the sensor array to see how it worked. Ahem. Harry.
Don't look at me. Don't look. Stop looking at me.
Well, we have to find him before he does something to one of us.
Don't worry, we will. And soon.
How much time do we have?
According to my calculations, Valana, 1 hour.
Ship's corridor, 59 minutes later, the commander is walking to a turbolift.
Hello, Commander.
Hi.
Computer, stop turbolift.
Tuvok, why did? What are you looking at? This isn't funny. Tuvok, no.
Bridge ops.
Captain, I swear I hear someone screaming in the turbolift.
Now, Harry, what have I told you about fitting?
The turbolift.
Tuvok, stop right there. That's an order, mister. I have a phaser, I mean it. Stop.
The bridge again. Kim has his ear to the lift doors.
I'm not fibbing, Captain. I think Commander Chakotay is screaming in the turbolift.
Harry, now why would the commander be screaming in the turbolift, huh?
Oh my god.
Harry, get those doors open. Yes, sir, a man, a captain.
The turbolift.
Tuvok, I don't want to kill you, but I will just stay straight. No.
Kill me, please.
Oh, as long as it's all right with you.
The bridge, lift doors open and Tuvok falls out. Janeway takes her head in the lift and sees the commander trembling in the corner.
Oh god, we're too late.
No, Captain. I don't think that he got anywhere.
In most cases I've seen like this, there is very little left of the victim after the attacker is done.
I don't understand. Why was Tuvok so weird today?
Shut up, Harry. He's not dead. Take him to sickbay.
Sickbay? Tuvok is still out.
It was actually quite fortunate our first officer stunned Mr. Tuvok. Now he will remain unconscious throughout the rest of his, horny mode.
That's a relief. How's the commander?
I finally got him to say something other than, there's no place like home. So he should be fine in a day or two, as will Tuvok.
Thank you, Doctor.
The bridge.
Are we there yet?
No, dear.
I gotta pee.
Well, you should have thought of that before we...
The lift doors open and the commander steps out.
What?
The lift doors open again. Out comes Tuvok.
Ah, Commander, I was hoping to speak with you.
You were?
I wanted to apologize for trying to junk your bones. I was not myself.
Apology accepted, Mr. Tuvok.
Thank you, sir.
Ow, my butt.
See you in 7 years.